you've decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show.
And that makes you a winner.
This State of Origin, Carlton Dry are letting the game decide. If your team comes through with the goods,
you'll get the goods.
Will you win a Holden Colorado?
T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, and it's Friday, nearly across the line, everybody. We've got a massive show for you today. Jane, doing today is playing cover versions of songs. We talked about it. True to our word, we followed up, Dave. Picked them?
Got a bunch of great songs, cover songs. We're going to play Weezer's Africa again for our special guest in the
second
hour.
That is an awesome version. Yes. I almost like it better than the original.
Me too. What?
I know, I've gone mad.
Controversial.
It is. That on a Friday.
Yeah.
I've had a few people go on the blub.
Go in the blub, we're doing
plenty
this.
Plenty have gone on the blub. And the last 24 hours, I have to tell you, too. So we'll have a look at them.
Great. Cloud of the week, and it is full as a gorg. We'll take your calls, get involved. If you know anyone, it could be your partner, or a child, a father, an uncle.
Or a husband.
Let us know, but we've got plenty.
We have.
Plenty to go on with.
There's a bit of PC madness going on.
Good Lord,
and we're going to approach this PC madness on two levels today.
Oh, I've never seen you so angry.
Oh, no.
This is beyond the pale.
It is. For everyday Australians, beyond the pale.
All right, we'll get involved. Dave O'Neill is our guest. We love it when Dave comes in. He's always up to something. That's going to be great.
Who's this bloke, Joe Raymond?
So, Joe Raymond, I can't say too much about him. I think he's going to call us from jail. He's a politically incorrect comedian who makes bawdy jokes.
Okay.
Don't ask too many questions, Jane.
Well, I won't. Don't you trust me to talk to him?
He's ringing in.
All right.
Do I need to be in delay?
Possibly.
Yes, probably do.
Okay. Well, I'll look forward to that.
We'll have our weekend review. There'll be some McCoin up and about.
Fantastic.
We've got a few to give away. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Yep. So much to get through. Oof. I cannot wait.
And it's Friday.
And I am feeling good. Yeah.
Who's that voice?
I'm trying to get into character.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
Which way I'm going yet.
Is this the movie you're doing?
Oh.
Yeah, did you know?
I'm doing
a
movie.
Oh, yeah. Don't you know, Dave? Mick's doing a movie.
Look me in the eye, Dave.
I've seen the script.
Don't look me in the eye.
You've seen the script?
How dare you? Did you flip through that?
Of course
been embargoed.
Not. I didn't even see it. It's got a brown paper bag over it. For good, it's not. Hey, are you in a romantic lead?
Well, I'm not supposed to be, but I'm going to pash a couple of chicks.
Is there any nudity?
Well, it's not supposed to be, but I've got to turn up for it. I just thought my character would be in the nutty a lot. I've been thinking about my character.
Yeah.
Because you guys, I don't know, I know you've done a bit of sketch comedy, Jane.
I wouldn't understand.
Can you please speak to me a bit more patronisingly? I love it.
No, it's good and I like your work. It's cute. But when you're on the big screen,
yes,
Jane,
Mick.
When you're under the microscope, it's my natural habitat. It's where I feel most comfortable. You've got to get it right. So I've been working on my character. Obviously, he's a colourful racing identity.
I'm trying to think of who it is.
Well, it doesn't have to be anyone, Jane. It's
really?
Just
imagination.
Well, a man. Yeah, I'm giving him a backstory. And
really?
When he was younger, he got kicked in the face by a horse, which is why he talks like this a lot.
Yeah, you should do that. That'll go really well. Yeah,
I'm gonna have big eyebrows, Bart Cummings.
Oh, awesome.
Massive eyebrows. I'm gonna have a hair lip. Okay. I'm gonna have an eye patch. Eye patch. I'm gonna, because mate, it gives me something to play with.
All right. Yeah.
You don't understand.
I don't understand. You're right.
You have to be in. You have to inhabit.
Where are you coming up with all these ridiculous ideas?
I'm gonna shave my bald patch.
What?
On my head and comb over.
That's
a good horsey look.
Are you got a lot of screen time? Are you just making
I've got
this
about two scenes. But you know what I mean. Two
can you
for
say
now.
What the film is yet?
I don't want to say that.
Really? When can we find out?
It's kind of like
when do you start
it's
filming?
It's like Blazing Saddles, but no one punches a horse.
When do you start shooting?
Well, I don't know. Any time.
Who else is in it?
To me, the cameras are already rolling.
Oh,
just a few minors.
Do you have to lose weight for the role?
No, I've put on 20 pounds. They didn't ask me to. I just keep woofing donuts.
That's
and in my character, I reckon I would only train Shetlands. I don't chase horses. And I reckon I'm really...
What is the Shetland racing industry?
And I reckon I really love putting horses down. Like, I'm always emerging.
You are. That's enough.
I'm always emerging from a stable with a shoddy. Yep, what's going on here?
Not sure that's how they euthanize horses these days. That's your movie. That sounds good.
Well, that's the way my character does it. He does it from the stands with a sniper rifle. Just poof, takes him out. It's my character.
This sounds terrible.
Oh, awful come on, movie.
No, I've got a bad feeling about this.
I can't wait. It's going to be very good.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jason on the line.
Hey,
Jason. What do you got to say? Is this something to do with Mick's big movie career?
My character has everyone intrigued.
I think I've figured it out. I know he's not given too much away, but he gave away a few inches there. So he sounds like he's been kicked in the face. And he's like, that's all. I'm going to throw a bit of Kenny Calendar in there.
I'm playing Kenny Calendar.
Yeah, that's good.
He wears an eye patch and he shoots a lot. He doesn't care and he's obviously drunk. So I'm going to throw a bit of Jack Sparrow in there. So I reckon his name.
I might be drawing on all of those.
Ken Sparrow or Jack Calendar. Now, Jack Calendar.
Hey, good names.
All right, Jason, get off. What are you, some kind of script writer? It's like you can read my mind.
He's your acting coach.
Calendar, though, is a good...
Kenny
Calendar.
Are you going to give Kate Blanchett a call, get some tips from her?
I'll let her read with me, but I...
Is she in the movie?
I won't be taking any...
Well, I don't know. Is Kate Blanchett in it?
Oh, she'll be playing...
Careful.
Sarah Jessica Parker in the movie.
Oh. Yep.
It's all about.
Yeah, the opening scene. She's in the mounting yards.
How did you just lead him into that? You're a disgrace.
I reckon my character would have been Gay Waterhouse's first husband before he was barred from the track. Hey, can we do this?
Yes, let's go.
Break out the tissues. We've got another Suki Lala. Someone new has gone the blub.
Sorry. I'll tell you what I've been doing.
I really love this segment.
I've been doing some great research for you on Love Island.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually on 9 Go.
Yeah.
And that's hard for me to watch because that's at sort of prime time. I'm watching other shows.
Yeah. How are you going with it?
I quite like it. I'm into it.
You have. You've turned then.
I've turned into it.
You kind of were a bit snooty about it to begin with.
Yeah, no, I'm back on board.
You're back on board.
But I'll tell you what, there's no Sophie Monk. She's not, you hardly see her.
Oh, really?
She's in the first ep. Boom, gone.
Gone skied.
But there has been a bit of drama.
What's the drama?
Well, the drama, one of the boys just hasn't hooked up with anyone and he's the boy.
Is he hot?
Yeah, he's hot and he tells everyone he is. Like, he's super vain. And this is just a little bit of him. Because he doesn't have anybody.
Is he go the blob?
Yeah, let's have a listen about this. Just
find someone. I feel like I was really close with somebody and then it just doesn't work out. So it's like I have to just let that one go. Love isn't easy, love's hard. You know?
That was on day two.
Hot people going the blub. That's
hot
even
people
better.
Going the blub.
I agree.
I've got more hot people.
What did you say?
Going.
Loves hard.
Loves hard.
Like my abs.
Literally, that is the second day he's been on the island.
And he's distraught.
And he's distraught, but no one's really keen on him, I have to say. Good-looking people going the blub.
Yeah.
Here's one of the chicks who is embroiled in a love triangle.
Already?
Oh,
I've only been in there a day.
Oh, yeah, and she's just... Crikey. She's feeling the blues, Mick.
Okay.
Have a listen to...
I didn't think he was going to lie. I thought he was just going to own up to it. And he just stood there, immediately looking at me in the face. And he said that stuff. Like, I know I said stuff too, and I probably look like a person too, but at least I'm admitting to it.
Go on the whale.
She actually admitted it. She said, I don't want to talk. I just want to cry. Oh, but she did pretty crying.
That's pretty crying. Oh, well, I might have to watch now. That's sounding pretty good.
It is good. Someone who hasn't managed to do pretty crying, she's done angry crying.
Yes.
Is Pauline Hanson.
Oh, wow.
She was furious last night. I think these are tears of anger.
Okay.
because
that's okay.
One Nation Senator Brian Burston has tried to defect, and she feels double-crossed that he's thrown her under the bus. And have a listen to Pauline.
This isn't the first time Brian stabbed me in the back. This hurts me. It hurts me deeply because it means so much to me what I'm trying to do. And for him to turn around and do this to me, Ben, it's hard. But I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to get good people in that parliament beside me because it means so much to me.
That could be a speech from your movie.
And the whole time she was wearing a burqa. You couldn't see it. She was just under there. It was just shaking up and down. You knew she was a man. Sorry, that's gold. That is as good as it. Why is that so amusing to me?
Well, can I tell you, there's nothing. I haven't seen you go the blub. You've seen me go the blub a lot.
Yeah, you go.
It's pretty easy to do when you're a girl, right. I have to say.
I'm going to do it.
Or a male model. They
it's
did look. There's
a murky border.
There were a lot of tears last night, but they were doing inguinal crying last night on MasterChef because Lockie didn't use his immunity pin.
Oh.
And he got done.
And he got
done. Oh, no.
And it's the first in history that's ever happened.
Oh,
everyone was shocked because who are you going to dump then? The knucklehead who didn't use his immunity pin.
Gold.
Plus his chicken wasn't cooked properly. So, of course, but everybody went the blub with him, but they didn't cry tears.
Have you served me a chicken that wasn't cooked properly? That's as close as you'll get to find me going the blub.
If you roast chicken.
Chicken.
I'll try that.
Next week I'm going to go the blub on the show. You don't know where, you don't know when. But I will do it.
I'll look forward to that. Mm. Hey, if you know anyone else going to blub,
yes.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be?
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
And we're ready to go. By the way, Trump will get a run in here. Mm.
I was just about to remind us to do that.
What?
When I heard Trump and Kardashian.
We've got those two. We'll play you a bit of that.
Okay.
Why don't we start at the top? Yesterday on this program, I'd like to clown Todd Sampson for dropping the F-bomb.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
really caught us by surprise.
It did.
I mean,
he was telling a story that involved his daughter. Mm. Reading out a Christmas card.
He's culturally shell shocked. He doesn't know what's acceptable behaviour anymore.
I think he's still high.
One minute he said he got high in every country he went to.
I think he's still high.
You know, one minute he's stepping on some guy's wiener,
yes.
Which is on top of a sword, and then he comes back here and drops an F bomb, and he thinks it's all okay. We got it there, Dave.
Yeah, here it is.
He sent me a Christmas card, right? And I let my kids open all the stuff I get. Like, I just let Coco open it. So Coco opens up the card. I'm doing something else. And I said, what does it say? And she said, oh, it's from Russell. And I said, oh, what does it say inside? And it just had two words. Get
Okay. Sadly, that couldn't go to air. But we do appreciate that story anyway.
We seem to handle it well.
I'm quite used to it for over here.
Okay.
Have you got Jane's there?
No.
Don't worry about it.
Don't. Shane, or I'll say it again.
You and him should get together.
I've got to go to a special meet. You know, I've got to do a special course.
You have to go and do.
I'm in trouble.
What's it called? I have got it for you.
I have got it there.
Oh,
this is. Oh, I think we have.
Dave, what do I have to do? What are those courses called?
You've got to do codes training.
Off the back of that, they tried to drag us all in. I said, don't punish me for a potty mouth behaviour.
I'm in big trouble.
You are.
All right.
You're a naughty
speaking
girl.
Of big trouble, Dangerous Dave.
What? Why would I be clown for?
For getting a parking fine in your own street.
Well, that's not my fault.
Asking us to get organised a GoFundMe page.
I did not ask anybody.
You begged us. We didn't want to do it.
And here's the kicker. It took 2 hours to raise $95. And in the end, it was a guy giving $25 because he wanted a Bitcoin.
Well, fair
enough. Pathetic.
It's hardly a groundswell of support, isn't it, Dave?
We mentioned it at their head when we hear Donald Trump. A meeting of the minds and people, honestly, if you had left the planet and came back and you saw this photo of Donald Trump sitting in the Oval Office
with Kim Kardashian, it's like he's surreptitiously replaced Melania overnight.
Yeah.
To
I
see
agree.
If anyone would notice.
And she's got the same look of fear as Melania on her face.
Could be our next First Lady if
very well
if Kanye
could be
runs. That sounds crazy now, doesn't it?
It
like
does.
Trump sounded crazy.
Yeah. Well, they're both kind of crazy. Let's have a listen
Let's
to
a listen.
Some of the.
I look forward to meeting with Kim. Hopefully that will be a success, and maybe it will be, and maybe it won't be. We don't know, but we'll see what happens.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
The
This is like my biggest fear of life. You have a stretch mark.
Happy birthday to Melania.
Do you want to tell us what you got her?
You know, I'm very busy at this point. Running out looking for presents, okay?
Oh, my God. That
we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake.
This is my mom, upside down on a stripper pole.
We may even have a Space Force. Space Force. We have the Air Force, we'll have the Space Force. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Maybe we'll have to do this.
Selfies are such a really, like, popular thing right now. And I thought it would be really cool to put them all in a book.
You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. Do anything.
It's like, people are so dumb and stupid.
I'm going to clown myself for knowing that episode of when Kim Kardashian goes, oh my God, I've lost my diamond earring. That was when she was married to Chris Humphries, her second husband.
All right, too much information. Too much information.
Would you like me to go
there off? They are. One of them has 60 million Twitter followers. The other has 52 million Twitter followers. Yeah. There they are, the power couple of the world.
Well, that's
sitting
amazing.
Sitting in there. There you go.
I'd like to clown you.
How dare you?
Well, last week you had a go at me for saying
own?
A pun. And you went all Mr. Comedy highbrow on me.
You had a pun joke.
Oh,
so
let's
silly.
Just have a listen to the lyrical ways of Mr. Mick Malloy.
We were doing some drying and some washing in Nice, France. And, of course, middle of the night, and everything around us, you got to pay for toilets and stuff, and Aussie tourists, too stingy to pay for toilets. So she held on as long as she could. And in the end, the only thing she could do was the old bin in the corner. Well, I kept guard and, left a deposit there.
She had a whiz in a bin.
In France.
A whizzer in the bin.
Bin in the laundromat.
Oui, oui. Bang, Mickey. Not That's bad. Why I'm the king.
Mickey.
That can I just say, that's a higher degree of difficulty than you think.
I beg your pardon.
To pull that off.
Oui, oui, French. Okay.
Hey, we're going to go, just before we go to the break, we've got time for one more, Bernard Tomic.
Bernard. Oh my God.
Tomic, who had a massive week, who got beaten.
Of course.
In the round one of the French Open on clay. In France, does it get any worse than this? By a guy who had to pull an overnighter with his gran and his mum in the back of a station wagon.
Drove a thousand Ks,
got there and beat him. And it just got us wondering about the character of Bernard Tomic.
I don't care what Leighton said, I never lost to him. So, there's a reason why I played Davis Cup at the youngest age for Australian history. There's a reason why my record stands that good, and they know they can't win without me, and I know that they can't win without me. You're
unbelievable. I just count money, that's all I do. I count my millions. You go do what I did. You go make 13, 14 million. Good luck, though. You're
unbelievable. These are times that are challenging for you.
What do you mean?
You reflected on your place in tennis and your desire. Is it, are you in this primarily for financial reasons or do you want to do other things?
Next question. You're unbelievable. You have amazing houses in Australia, in Istanbul, in Monaco, in Miami. But the jungle, completely different. You're so
unbelievable. That's your prediction. I have mine. That's how I play. If you think that's that, then it's up to you. What's your name, by the way?
Will.
Will who?
Swanson.
From?
Voices.
Yeah, I'll remember you. Thanks. You're
unbelievable. I just wasn't expecting all this, you know? I'm just not coping well, huh? This is not the real world. This is the jungle. This is so different, not what I expected. I don't think I can do it. I think it was best if I go, no? You're unbelievable.
Wow, what a rolled gold clown. He goes into
the pantheon.
He doesn't
let us down.
Great, he never lets you down.
Thanks, Bernard.
As I say, I pulled out of the Acapulco Open. It's too hot. It was 27 degrees. Yeah. People go to Acapulco because it's 27
correct.
Degrees.
Correct, correct.
It's in the brochure.
Does everybody else know any clowns?
Come on, get involved.
Who are your clowns?
Give us a ring, 133353. Nominate your clown of the week.
Your new way to drive home.
Now, listen, we're in the middle of Clown of the Week as we speak, and we're taking your calls. Give us one, 133353. I just wanted to quickly clown Greg Hunt, Minister for the Environment, for his potty mouth rant to the Mayor of Katherine. And look, that Katherine, I've been to Katherine. It's a fairly rustic place.
Right. Yes.
Do you defend anyone with bad language in Katherine? It's a pretty bloody good effort. So,
regardless of her, she had to be a lady. She had to be a grandmother who was about 17.
She looked to me like she could handle herself.
She could.
She didn't look like a shrinking violet.
But manners, please.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. If you've offended her, you have gone the whole hog. And I knew this for some time because not only did I know Greg as a young lad, we went to school together, but I've been watching Parliament and I've been privy to some of his potty mouth rants there.
Government built on a f***ing deception. When they were in government, went to the election pledging that there would be no tax under the government they lead. They pledged there would be no tax. Apart from the fact that it was a tax.
Wow, Greg. Really? The potty mouth.
Quite the potty mouth. Well, I think one of our next callers is Pat there. I think, Pat, you have a call involving some potty mouth behaviour.
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Who?
I was sitting there last night watching the NRL game and Mr. Gussie Gould dropped the C-bomb.
He's dropped the C-bomb?
No.
Where? When?
70th minute.
Last night's NRL game. I think we might have it here.
Here he is.
He made an early entry into first grade. Everyone said, how good is this kid going to be?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Not ideal.
Hey, nice beep.
But he says it how he feels it.
Was that on air? Did he not know the mics were on?
I think he stumbled, didn't he, Pat? I think he was trying to say another word, but he slipped it out.
He was trying to say another word, but he stumbled, dropped it, and nobody picked up on it.
Give Pat a prize, please.
Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming your way. Pat, good on you, buddy.
Okay, let's go to Nico.
Yeah.
Okay, Nico.
Nico, who do you want to clown?
Oh, Barnaby Joyce. It's Mico with an M. Barnaby Joyce. You've got to clown Barnaby Joyce.
Barnaby Joyce, yes, you do have to clown Barnaby
Joyce. Well, also
Joyce.
For blaming Vicky Campion, his partner.
It's the classic thrown under the bus. Think now throwing under the bus, we had a caller who said Warnie with the diuretic.
Yes, that's right.
We said no, we questioned that. He's now probably the top of the tree, don't you think?
I do.
You'd have to be.
Yeah, good.
Thank you for that. We'll do that. Well, let's go to Harry.
Mick, Jane, how are we?
Good,
very
Harry.
Good. How are you, Harry?
Who do you want to clown?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, okay. I think I know why.
Why?
Because he's with that stupid woman, Kendall Jenner.
You know what? Of all the Kardashian Kendall clan, she's a hot supermodel.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, but
so I don't think Ben thinks he's a clown.
Okay.
It's hard to talk like an eagle when he's surrounded by turkey, Jane.
All right, can I just say this?
Yes.
I don't think basketballs have a great track record with the Jenner family. Can I cite you Lamar Odom? Anyone?
Well, you can also do Chloe's partner as well has gone rogue.
He's gone rogue.
He went rogue just before she popped out a baby.
That's right.
Yeah, they've got a bad track record.
Lamar Odom.
Chris Humphries.
He's still a high watermark.
I know them all.
A guy who put himself into a coma at a knock shop. In Arizona. He didn't leave for 7 days.
No, I know.
they actually put out the call. Can you come and get him?
That is crazy. Hey, I think I've got a couple more myself.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
The Logies.
Yes, you're big on this. For what's his face? What's
we're putting
his name?
Andrew Winter up for Gold Logie, and I don't know who he is, and I watch television, I know.
You watch a lot of television.
I'm sure he's a nice bloke. I know he's a nice bloke.
What's he do?
He's a real estate agent who has appears on a couple of shows on Foxtel selling houses.
I've never seen it. No idea what you're talking about.
No.
But good luck. And if he can win TV's Top Gong.
I've got another one.
I think TV's the winner. Jeez.
Sorry.
Oh, crikey.
This one I reckon takes the cake.
All right, fire away.
The woman in Florida who sat beside a pool with everybody swimming in on a hot summer's day and shaved her legs in the pool.
Like
thank you, clown of the week, you idiot.
It's like some kind of bouillabaisse she's cooking up there, isn't it?
Yuck.
Yuck. There you go. All right, I like it a lot. Are we going to take Anna or not? What's Anna doing?
Yeah. Hey, Anna.
Hey, is Anna?
I'd like to nominate Victoria Police for breathalysing themselves. Early.
Oh, yeah, this is a crazy story.
This story is amazing. Why are they doing this? So they're basically...
Just getting the quota up, yeah.
So getting their quota up.
So here's another quota theory. When people do the wrong thing to get their quotas
everything
up...
quotas.
Your parking fine,
thank
Dave.
Thank you, Jane.
They lower the bar.
Yeah,
morality goes out the door. You just go, as long as I hit my quota, I don't have to think about another thing. Who I am, how I behave in this world.
Well,
now, the cops who I love dearly and do such a great job for us, but that's pretty funny that they're blowing.
The Victoria Police had to get their quotas up. So what they did to get the quotas up is they blew in the bags of 00, and funnily enough, so many readings were 0, but they got their numbers for the night.
So
they
knocked off about 500 by sitting in a room and just...
Absolutely.
Yes.
Done.
Yeah, those are the days. Well done, everybody. Are we all done? Are we all silent? We
I
might have some
for
more.
The moment.
Give
There's
us a call
be plenty
if you've got anything coming through. 133353.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, can I clown the Italian Prime Minister?
Sure.
4 days, Giuseppe
is
Conte.
That all?
For lasting four
that's
days
right.
in the job, and he's had enough. And even by Italian standards, that's good. Clears the way for Berlusconi and a new era of bunga bunga. In Italy, bring it
it's
on.
It's 2.0 era of bunga bunga.
That's right. We've got Gavin on the line. Gavin, who haven't we clowned who we should?
Mick, look, there's a couple, but one that comes to mind straight away would be Roseanne Barr. After the massive big comeback, and then to put your foot in it like they have, she's got the whole Pauline Hanson syndrome going on.
If she, it's the greatest self-inflicted wound I've ever seen.
It's quite extraordinary.
A
the
show
fallout,
that's up and flying.
Amazing.
They're about to ink a second series, which they're already going into production on.
Great show.
Hundreds
funny
of people
show.
Have got their livelihoods on the line.
Yep.
One tweet. This is the power of the truth. And as we pointed out the other day, she is held accountable for a tweet, which is racist, and she loses her job.
And people take action immediately.
People take action. The President of the United States can offend everyone every day.
And he still
and
sits
for
there.
For some reason, that's okay. Yeah. You can have the top job in the world.
Fascinating.
And still be.
Hey, Gav, that's
racist
a good one.
Bigot.
Thanks for reminding us about Roseanne.
Yeah.
Donald.
Yes, hi. I'd like to nominate Jane Kennedy and Robin Bailey.
And Robin Bailey.
It's from our Brisbane station, for the big breakfast.
This morning they were adamant that you needed to use the same coloured pegs when hanging up washing.
Well, of course you do. What are you talking about?
What are you talking
Donald?
About? I got a couple of questions, Donald. When would either of them ever hung out their own washing in the last 10 years?
Of course we have, but there's a system
You have people to do that for you.
I don't have...
You do, Jane. I know.
Listen.
When you come home at night, there are 7 people lined up out the front.
Like handmaids.
Hey, Donald, you heard me. You heard me this morning speaking.
Yeah.
And I was fair dinkum when I say...
What's your theory?
The theory is there is a special way that you hang clothes on a line. One of them involves using the same colour pegs for the same item, and then the other is when you hang, that you've got to have sheets on one side, and there's an order to how you hang things. There it just is.
Here's the order. Like you put it in the washing basket and you send it to your mother's. How's that for a system?
Can we clown Mick, please?
No, you cannot.
Yes, we can. Thank you, Donald, for reminding me.
By the way, painting yourself as a domestic goddess.
I am a domestic goddess.
How long did your Christmas decorations stay in your corridor in a box?
About 9 months. Takes that long.
You're doing the best you can.
I do the best. I'll cry in a minute.
That'd be a great show for me. you know what you do? You're like that circus act. That circus act that has all the plates. You've got family on one plate, your show on the next plate.
And you.
Serious
top of my head.
On the third plate.
listen,
this stuff you have to cram
you
in.
You are on thin ice, mate. Honestly, you never know when I'm going to turn.
I can sense it. Yeah. I sense I might be pretty
It's not going to be pretty.
We have a couple of carton drives to the studio, please.
Okay, Joe, we want to go to you. Joe, who would you like to clown?
Oh, I've got to pick a bone with Mick.
I beg your pardon.
This pleases me. Proceed.
My first cousin happens to be the cash cow, and I watched the front bar last night.
What happened to the cash cow?
Mick assaulted the cash cow.
An absolute hiding.
You smashed the cash cow with a chair. Young children should have been watching that.
Yeah, Sam Payne punched him in the stomach first.
But you did
Sam
get
Payne,
a chair.
Sam Payne dropped him.
I don't know.
I came
in. Hospital, he's got a bleed on the brain.
He does not.
Are you saying the cash cow's got a bleed on
And then we tried to roll him, but surprisingly, the cash cow had no cash on him. I mean, if you call yourself the cash cow, surely you're carrying. So we did apologise for that, Joe. That was on Front Bar last night. We were caught on TV. We didn't realise they were filming. We're in the back. We're in the back of shot in the newsroom.
But why did you pick on the cash cow?
Cash cow's had it too good.
Koshy's going to come after you. You should be very afraid.
The Koshy's asked for a mediation.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's a massive run home to the line today in the big second hour. We're going to continue to play covers non-stop. I don't know if you're just tuning in, you've missed one of the greats. It was Disturbed, Sounds of Silence, and the feedback is one of the all-time great covers from all quarters.
Well,
so
stand
be more
by,
of that.
We've got some of my choices coming up. Everybody knows how good that's going to be.
Right,
We might get to talking about PC World Gone Mad.
That's right, Nanny State.
Nanny State to do with the snow.
And then we'll take on the PC with a guy called Joe Raymond. Now, he likes telling a bawdy joke.
I'm not convinced this is going to work out.
He's on the phone. He's got a book out. We're going to get him to...
This doesn't have my approval.
Well, there's something vaguely familiar about it.
We're going to talk some Mick Coyne.
We might get around to that. We'll do the weekend review. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Just before we get to Dave, we've had some callers still trying to guess what movie that you are in, because you're a bit of a
hot shot. Dave has some opinions on this as well.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Has anyone suggested Matt Preston the movie yet?
A biopic.
Richard Clapton has been suggested.
Richard Clapton has
a biopic. I could play all the roles.
Also, you said you were wearing an eye patch, and I'm thinking Captain Feathersword.
Well,
in the Wiggles second movie.
Well, correct.
Well, we've got Dentist Jane here.
Well, I'm experienced in working in Wiggle Land.
Pop on the Dorothy costume. pull it off.
We've also had a suggestion from Brent on our Facebook page saying, are you playing Tony Mockbell?
Oh, yeah.
Tony Mockbell when he was caught in
Underworld.
Greece.
In Greece.
Yes.
When he had
to haul him back.
He had the roadkill on his head. he had a hairpiece, but they clearly put it on.
They mischievously put it on backwards for his mugshot.
I would love to play Tony Mockbell. Okay. I mean, I've modelled myself on him for some time.
I think Anthony's got a suggestion.
Well,
too.
He was, because he was a racing
identity.
So he fits into the oeuvre.
Anthony, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Jane, how are you going?
I'm good. Who are you guessing that Mick might play?
Okay, it's not a long way from Tony Mockbell. My guess is Robert Trimboli.
Oh,
okay.
Ooh. Now, Anthony, are we getting warmer?
I'm going to say this. No, I'm not playing Robert Trimboli, but the last role I was asked to audition for prior to this was Robert Trimboli, and it was for the Underbelly series.
Oh, yes.
And they said, we've got you in mind for, we think you'd be great at, we thought of you.
Yeah.
Can we send you the script? I said, yes. So they sent me the audition script, and here's how it reads. A man emerges from a public toilet with a gravy-stained singlet and a urine stain on his pants.
Well,
he shuffles out of frame.
Method acting.
I go, thanks for thinking of me.
Thanks, Anthony. Well,
by the way, Dave, have you ever been on the big screen? No,
sure.
I don't think you have.
Yeah,
what have you done?
The Nugget.
I love that movie.
Yeah, The Nugget.
Correct,
with Eric Bana.
You have been.
And Takeaway.
Takeaway.
You and your stupid mate. There's three movies.
For starters.
Well, some were straight to DVD, but whatever.
We could get a Dave O'Neill film festival going.
I've got it. It's a racing thing. John Kerr, when he got drunk at the cup.
Oh, yeah.
John Kerr. John Kerr.
I'd have to sober up a bit to play that role. My nose would have to be a little less red. Dave, it's not about who it is. It's about what I'm doing with it internally.
Yeah, exactly.
You're still not telling. I'm going to find out by next week.
You're playing a horse. You're the back end of a pano horse.
No. Oh, do you know what? I asked for a pantomime horse to work with.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Actually, Darren's got one that I thought of too. In fact, I thought of this last night.
Oh, you seem to be laughing.
I am laughing. Darren, who do you think Mick should play?
Oh, I reckon he's a spitting image of HR Puff and stuff.
Well, we've already got our witchy poo over here.
What about Grimace? You'd be a good Grimace from the McDonald's world. Yes. Remember the big purple thing?
Well, we've got a Mayor McCheese here. Dave, you seem to be enjoying it a little too much.
Good. Thanks, Darren. Good on you, Darren.
Good to see hamburger. You turn up. What are you?
Grant Daniel'd be a great hamburger.
What happened to the hamburger?
What happened to him? I think it was politically incorrect. And what, Ronald, they got rid of Ronald too.
Well, he was a clown.
A redhead clown.
Clowns aren't good.
I think he's a frightening figure. He was like the clown from It.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
That would be good. That'd be a good modern version of Ronald McDonald. What do you think of the song? Would you like Disturbed? This is the one. There's been a groundswell of support for it.
Not really.
A couple of dissenters.
Not really.
No, I like the original. I think I prefer the original.
Dave's actually a musician, Mick.
He likes Haircut 100.
I love Haircut 100.
You know, I do too.
I love Haircut 100. But I had some suggestions for covers.
Oh,
like,
did you?
Well, you know, Our Lips Are Sealed, The Go-Go's, that's a cover.
Yeah. Belinda Carlisle.
Cover of what?
The Funboy 3 did it originally.
Yes. Hey. I had a big crush on Belinda Carlisle until I realised she had balkan ankles.
Oh,
they're like kinkles.
I don't know how you can afford to be so fussy.
No, she's going to leave the light on for you.
Oh, nice one.
Again. Mickey. All right, what else you got?
Hey, what else do you like?
Well, I love a bit of... Well, we're going to play Weezer. I love Weezer.
We're going to play that.
And Weezer, I saw them last year or the year before, and then I lined up to get an autograph on my CD. But it was a bit awkward because just before I was going to get their autograph, two girls in the queue asked for my photo with them. So they had to wait while I had my photo taken with these girls. They were a bit confused. Like,
are you from the Nuggets?
More with Dave O'Neill after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, Mick, we've had a few more suggestions of who you might be playing.
Having enough fun
in a movie? Yeah. I am, actually. I'm really enjoying this. Hello, Graham. How are you?
Hello, Jane. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Who do you think Mickey might be playing in this big movie he's about to do?
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky. Oh, that's a Teletubby, isn't it?
It's a Teletubby. It's a gay one, isn't it?
Steady on, mate.
A pot-belly tubby.
I think Macapaca from In the Night Garden.
Macapaca in the Night Garden. Doesn't that freak you out?
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, boys. I'm so glad they're past there in the Night Garden.
That's spooky.
Oh, man. And I asked my kids, what does he do all day? And the kid said he gets up late and he lives under a bridge, so he's homeless, and he polishes rocks all day. And occasionally he blows his trumpet.
He's a dead set nut. I don't like his behaviour around women either.
He's on the bongs.
Hey,
thank you, Graham.
All right.
We've got another. We can speak to Laurie. Who do you think Mick might be playing, Laurie?
I think he will be playing Les Patterson, The Life and Times of Les Patterson.
Get off, Laurie.
Why would you want to destroy another actor's liver when yours is already done?
Whoa! Yay, yay, yay.
Laurie's got the moves today.
My liver has its own trailer.
One more.
Nick.
Hello, Nick.
G'day, how are you?
You've given this a lot of thought, haven't you?
Oh, not really, because I rang up for the covers.
I rang up for the covers, but I just sort of tossed one in. This will be
good. Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's a biopic for Pavarotti.
Pavarotti?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's uncanny.
I see myself more as a Dionys Roussos.
Yeah, you're right.
Either or. Could do them both. Thank you, Nick.
I've had enough of this. Stop it. So if anyone wants to ring up and say Marlon Brando, please.
No one's going to do that.
1-333-53. Dave. What's happening with your children?
You look a bit under the pump. What's going on?
T, I've got kids' parties on the weekend. I've got teenagers, basically. Mm. And you know there's teenage boys are different from teenage girls, aren't they?
Oh, well, I'm familiar. There's teenagers who sort of live in my house.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they're mine.
They
seem to frequent the house. I'm not on the same wavelength as much as I'd like to be.
No. Well, my teenage son's very concerned about the environment. Apparently our generation stuffed it up. All they're burning off. We used to love doing it.
Oh, I love burning off. Yeah. I saw lots of leaves today and I thought, God, wouldn't that be good to put them on fire in the gutter?
Well, you can. Yeah. It's illegal in all main areas.
I'll go get a jerry can. Yeah. Let's go.
Well, you can do it at night because the council don't come around.
Oh.
So my son's like, what's that smell, Dad? But, mate, I've got to get rid of a couple of tyres. So just go to bed. Hopefully they'll be done by dawn, buddy. Don't worry about it.
There's some councils, though, around Australia that burn open fires having a fireplace.
In the country. Yeah, they can burn off in parts of the country.
would have thought that would be the least of our problems, a bit of a burn.
Me too.
Down the bed and bottom of the garden.
Yeah, so my son sits at the dinner table like this. He's 14. He's like, Dad. He eyeballs everything.
How old is he?
14. Yeah. What is this family doing about global warming? This is, yeah. After he's had a 40-minute shower, and, he's left the fridge door open, yeah, and he sprayed some of that, so much of that Lynx stuff. Oh, like, yeah. Yeah, I've heard a penguin Lynx choking
Africa
somewhere.
There's a hole in the ozone layer with every puff of Lynx.
We're getting rid of you, mate. But having a teenage daughter is different, so isn't it? Because it's very emotional.
It's very emotional, and it's like one day you're just unreal, the next day you're not unreal.
Oh, wow.
She goes the other day, Dad, who do you love in this family the most? Me? Mummy? Or those wretched brothers? Like,
oh, wretched's a good word. Wretched's
a
good word.
That's a leading question.
I go, that's easy. The cat. I love the cat. I see the cat looking. Don't bring me into it. My God. Wretched. You know why she said that? She's been reading a lot of Enid Blyton. She still reads a bit of Enid Blyton.
Oh.
Now, I liked Enid Blyton as a kid.
Me too.
I think that's great stuff to get the kids into.
Please tell me it's not on PC now, is it?
They changed it and then they changed it back. So they changed, Fanny's name, for example.
Famous Five.
Fair enough to change Fanny's name.
Famous Five's the best.
He's the best, I thought.
And then so my daughter said to me the other night, what's a gypsy dad? I'm like, well, I've got to be careful. Gypsy, I said, it's a displaced person who's got nowhere to live. And she goes, oh, like, say, Uncle Mick? I went, no, he's a divorced alcoholic. Right?
Oh, good. Hey, mate, I don't know. I mean, it's a question without notice. Do you want to hang around for our next bit? We're going to take on a bit of a nanny state. By the way, thank you for coming in. We want to plug your podcasts. Where are we at?
The one to do with Glenn Robbins, your friend.
Okay, yes.
Yep. Somehow related, where we get two different topics and we try and work out
how's
how they're
that
related.
Going?
Fantastic. This week we do Salvador Dali and Chupa Chups. There is a connection.
Salvador Dali.
Fantastic.
Yeah, can you guess what it is, what the connection is?
Does the Chupa Chup have LSD in it?
No.
Very interesting. That's called Somehow Related. Wow. Yeah. You can find that on in podcast land.
Yeah, you can.
Surely.
Right. So that was his middle name. That was his middle name. Salvador Chupa Chup Darling.
Also, I've got some stuff for sale on Gumtree. You want to check it out? My couch and old fridge.
Hang around. We advertise Mick Coyne. We may or may not get there, but in the meantime, we're going to have a look at the nanny state.
Yep.
Coming up with Dave O'Neill.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've got a few more callers, people suggesting who Mick could be playing in a movie role.
In my movie.
Jenna.
Hi.
Hello, Jenna. Who do you think Mick might be playing?
I firstly love the show, guys. I've got a few for you.
Cool.
Firstly, Mrs. Doubtfire springs to mind.
How dare you?
Yep.
Love you, Mickey.
Thank you.
Twins with Mick and Liam Hemsworth.
So I'm the little stumpy guy.
Twins.
You're the Danny DeVito.
I'm the Danny DeVito. Liam Hemsworth. Yes. What
this one you're going to love, I think. I think you'd do it. Ron Jeremy.
Oh, yes. Well, Ron Jeremy could be my porn dwarf double.
Yeah, well, yeah, we've got to get some work.
Sadly,
downstairs.
That's true. All right, we're going to get into this now.
Rules.
This is the world we live in.
We got some rules around here.
Are they joking?
You believe that you are special, but somehow the rules do not apply to you.
This is anarchy.
We should write letters.
Has the world gone mad?
Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
Kennedy Malloy.
The rules have just changed.
Living in a nanny state.
You're always making things difficult.
It's the first day of winter.
Yeah.
June 1. Everyone's getting ready they've saved up their money, they're going along to the ski resort.
Yeah.
It's expensive to go to the snow. Mm. And what's one of the fun, free things that you can do?
Tobogganing.
Correct. Guess what?
What?
Threadbow has banned tobogganing.
Nanny state.
What? You bastards.
I am not kidding. This is the first ski resort in the world.
What's their reasoning?
It's not safe. You might run into someone.
Yeah. There'd be less accidents in tobogganing than skiing, though, or snowboarding.
I would have thought so.
Yeah, that's interesting. Do you know, it's an Australian rites of passage to go to the snow and have your dad push you down the hill in a plastic bathtub at the age of three.
Lying down.
You might bounce off a tree, but that's what it's all about.
And that's what young kids do. They've got their big puffy suits on.
The kids are flying around. I'll tell you where I came a cropper. here's something. If you want to ban something because it's dangerous,
yeah,
how about banning bars that have 72 different types of schnapps?
Nanny state.
That's where the trouble starts.
Well, yeah, it does. You know what? People are so furious.
Well, of course they are.
And
this is
families
a joke
that have booked. And when you've got a lot of kids, I know this. Imagine taking five kids,
yes,
skiing.
Expensive.
Can't do it. That's why I've only been a couple of times. Well, it's too expensive. Yeah.
This is one of the theories. It's one of the theories. There's Nikki Gemmell has.
Oh yeah, she's a writer.
Text.
Yeah.
Nikki Gemmell, is there a money motive to this? Her ban on tobogganing. As a mother of four, it was the only snow activity that didn't break the bank.
True.
It was joy, pure free joy for the entire family. Now there's no choice but to pay a fortune for the expensive skis and snowboarding. Yeah. Now, if that's the case, I am furious.
And what about this statement when they said, no inquiries will be entertained from toboggan?
What do you do if you turn up with your toboggan? What are they going to do? No. Arrest? The snow patrol's going
to
arrest
you? See you later.
You
not allowed to really do it. No, come on. People power's going to turn this over.
What are we going to do? We ban throwing a snowball? Oh, they, yeah. What about a snowman?
What about weeing in the snow? Is that going to be banned?
Well, maybe we can ban it.
Too dangerous.
What about a snowman? Look out, that carrot could have someone's eye.
Oh, look out. Exactly.
For God's sakes, people, have we gone mad? This is Australia. The mountain is free. The mountain should be, I should be able to go to any mountain I want.
Yes.
Of course you should.
Anything I want.
And injure yourself at your own will.
Threadbo, you're a joke.
They're not that free, by the way. They're quite expensive. Now,
but that's what they're doing.
I know.
The only free activity that you could do
you
is
can
now
make
been
your own
banned
your toboggan
by a bunch of bastards.
Oh, no.
I'm really upset.
And there's got to be an underlying story. We'll get to the bottom of it.
We'll get to the bottom
terrible
of that.
Yeah, isn't
that
terrible?
Is, what is the world coming to? Right. I am beyond words, I'm angry.
We better cool down after all that.
If they want to send some free ski passes to me, I'll get on board.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
I know we're mucking around, but I am actually seriously offended by what's happening at Threadbo. I just find that unbelievable.
Do you know what I'm concerned about?
You can't go along and have what has been a time-honoured tradition. I don't see how that's any more dangerous.
Is this because one person thinks, oh, I better do something to make it look like I've got a job, look like I'm doing my job, I know. I think... Or is it because
most
I've got high insurance premiums
I don't know,
or something?
Public liability. But we have the most overgoverned country in the world.
This is embarrassing.
And the fun police have gone and taken the toboggans
also
away.
What about all the people who have money and have shops and have, you know, at Threadbo, have chalets and apartments?
You should all consider
that's affecting
giving Threadbo a wide berth. They should all go somewhere else.
But that's not fair to the people who have businesses.
They should rile up.
They should rile up. And we'll get behind you all.
What is this madness?
No, they'll overturn it. I feel confident.
Well,
I think they will. They'll have to. It's ridiculous.
Tony.
Yep.
What's your thoughts?
Oh, mate, plastic bathtub, you're soft.
I'm soft. Well, I said it was my first toboggan, mate. I was about two.
A sheet of corrugated iron, and then when Dad forgot it, he got out the spanner and took the bonnet off the car. And then, now the big thing you got to remember, you don't need to go to Threadbo, you go to Donabew Wang, but if you go too far down, there's a pond at the bottom.
Okay.
At the start of winter, the ice isn't that thick.
Okay. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for the riding instructions. Mount Donabew Wang, if you don't want to go to Threadbo, I'm sure they will have you. Scott, what's on your mind?
Yeah, mate, forget the toboggan. What about the old billy cart?
Old billy cart, which possibly is a danger.
Actually,
but I had some.
More dangerous, mate.
Where can you do that? You can't do that now because you can't ride a bike. You've got to have a helmet on. Mm. I mean, the police have already done that.
You still get a billy cart out. I can't wait to make one with my boys.
Oh, hang on.
The three of us working overnight down in the garage, getting it up, and then pushing them down a really steep hill.
Oh, my.
I cannot wait for the opportunity.
Yeah.
You remember your first billy cart?
Talk to me first, will you?
To see the billy cart before it goes out.
It just needs to get us roadworthy.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
A brake could be handy.
Okay. Boys are very excited about the monster trucks, I've got to say.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Who wouldn't be? Hey, we've had a big week. Yeah.
Let's have a listen back. Big week.
The week started off wonderfully with a brilliant performance from Diesel.
Right on the tip of my tongue. Right on the tip of my tongue. Yeah.
Imagine this, you're sitting around at a dinner party and someone goes, God, no, look, anyone, hey, Mark, got your guitar? And you invariably do, and never go, let me play. It's always done with much encouragement.
When he does it, it's great. When I do it, it's...
I think any song is a gift.
But pretty soon after that, the shock and the outrage set in. Shock! at Italy's political crisis. But Santo set us straight there.
Giuseppe Conte. Does that name ring a bell? It's not Papa Giuseppe's full name. It's,
he's that the, was a good organisation.
That was. Last Wednesday, he was elected Italy's new PM.
Yeah.
5 days later, he's quit.
Oh, is that a record even for Italy?
Yes. His parents were very unhappy he had to leave home.
And then, outrage from Tom Gleeson over the Logie nominations.
I don't even understand why there are nominees. Because you can work out which is the most popular show using this thing called ratings.
Oh.
Now, if you look at the ratings, yes. The most popular show is Hard Quiz. So we should win, but we're not going to because TV Week readers are thick.
Shock from Jane and Dange, as it seems Mick has no upper age limit.
There's a 106-year-old woman who credits her long life to never having a boyfriend.
Is she a nun? What is she?
No, she's pretty frigid.
I reckon I could crack her. Well, hello, Marjorie.
What's happening?
What is happening?
I was in the area. I just thought I'd pop over with a couple of episodes of Antique Roadshow. Maybe we just pop those in and see what happens. Flagging a sherry, anyone? Let's have a
tipple. Sorry. I'm just seriously. She's 106.
Oh, what? I'm the bad guy.
Outrage from the PM over the protesters outside the Piper.
They looked filthy, just a bunch of greenies. Their Daewoos and Hyundais were parked there with mud on them, covered in stickers. Some of them hadn't washed for years. And like I say to the Greens, rubbing your genitals with a crystal is not personal hygiene.
Shock from Mick over what's happening at the kids' dentist.
Times have changed, Jane. They now have on the roof a movie screen playing one of 100 movies available to the children.
Oh.
That is unbelievable. Go to the dentist now like a gold class.
Outrage from Mick over Jane's glossy mag cover shoot without him.
Sometimes it's about me.
Look at the headline, in fine voice. Oh, and a big bolshy Jane Kennedy, like... Get out of my way,
That's me.
Look
all over.
This. I get one mention. Oh, Mick and I were at a charity lunch together. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was one too many Negronis. When I'd agreed to work with Mick. Oh, thanks, Jane.
I only speak the truth.
It's hardly a ringing endorsement, is it?
Don't have to get so cranky.
No, I was so upset when I was reading this on the toot.
Shock from the team that Mick's gone all Hollywood.
Really enjoying my movie friends at the moment.
You're what?
Shh. You doing a movie?
I'm about to tell you, hey, Captain Obvious.
What are you talking about? Did you have to...
I'm on set. That's all you need to know. I'm getting...
What's the film?
Yeah. I can't tell you the film right now.
Well, we're going to have to
guess. It's a porno.
Well, no one's going to see that.
Put on 20 pounds for the role. Yeah, they didn't ask for it.
Outrage over a woman shaving her legs in a hotel pool.
And you know how you get the soap and you shave, and all the bits of hair are going into the pool water.
Get the creepy crawling!
And finally, shock that Todd Sampson has replaced Jane as radio's biggest potty mouth.
She said, oh, it's from Russell. And I said, oh, what does it say inside? And just said two words, get
Sadly, that couldn't go to air, but we do appreciate that story anyway.
We seem to handle it well.
You knew how to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a big week. We're winding down, Jane. I have to tell you, this week a book came across my desk. We get a lot of these unsolicited from people who want us to give them a push or a plug or something like that. Now, this book... grabbed my attention. It's called Sticking It Up Political Correctness.
Funnily enough, it didn't grab my attention.
No, well, you don't seem to know much about this, but the author, when I say the author, his name is Joe Raymond, and it's a collection of some of the bawdiest, filthiest jokes I've heard.
Terrific.
But they're great.
Really?
I have to say they do it for me. So I've tried to track Joe Raymond down, but it appears he's inside.
Oh, my God. We haven't got him.
I don't know what for. I don't think we need to go into that. But I've got him on the phone now.
All right.
And Joe Raymond, are you there?
Yeah, g'day, Mick.
How are you? Thanks for your time. Where are you calling us from?
Well, from, as you said, inside.
Right, okay. All right.
Now, there's a queue of blokes wanting to use the phone till mate.
Sorry to give you a plug, Joe.
All right, we'll keep it tight. What is it? What's your problem, Joe? You're sick of all this political correctness, this intellectual bullshit that's ruining our lives? Is that it?
Absolutely. So what I did, I cobbled up 400-odd jokes. guaranteed to offend virtually everybody.
Well, mission accomplished, because I've read the book. Pretty much you're poking fun at ethnics, religions of all persuasions, the gay community, the disabled, politicians, kids, drunks, men, women, no one.
Really?
No, when Joe Raymond turns his attention to you, you're in a lot of trouble.
All
now,
right.
Joe, I could bang on about this book, which has got over 400 jokes in it.
Okay.
Have you got one for us? I know there's a queue of people. Have you got one you can give us as a
and
taste?
Joe, careful what you're saying,
yeah,
all right?
We're live, live.
Joe, we're live.
Okay.
What do you got for us, Joe?
Okay, then. There's this toughy woman who's got a dog.
Yes.
And she found that the dog is hard of hearing.
Right.
So she takes it along to the vet. The vet examines the dog's ears. He says, oh, find the problem. They're full of hair. And
right.
He said, so he trims it off and cleans up the dog's ears.
Yep.
He said, now, go and take it to the chemist and get some hair remover.
Hair remover, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then what you do is you apply the Nair into its ears every month and it'll be fine.
Right.
So the lady goes to the chemist, chemist.
Yep.
And she said she wanted it, and he said, "Rightio, now if you're going to use this under your arms, don't use deodorant for a couple of days."
Okay. Yep.
She said, "Okay, but I'm not using it under my arms." He said, "Well, if you're using it on your legs, don't shave your legs for a couple of days."
Yep.
No. I'm not using it on legs either. If you must know, I'm using it on my schnauzer.
Yes.
Don't ride your bike for a week.
Jesus, Joe. I told you.
Joe
Raymond.
Oh, my God. Joe.
Good on you, Joe.
How are you going to... Are you actually selling this book, are you?
Yeah. I'm selling it online. The bookshops... Bookshops won't even sell it.
Bookshops won't sell it. All right.
It's like hotcakes. We'd have a book signing, but...
Yeah, I think we might have heard
here.
Enough from Joe.
Well,
thank
no.
you, Joe.
Joe,
for that.
Will you give us a call again?
Do I get a prize?
No, I get a prize. No.
Yeah, it's your own book. Well, give us a call next Friday and we'll see how we go.
Thanks, Joe.
How can you get that book?
JoeRaymond.com.au.
Does it sound, there's something vaguely familiar about it.
You reckon?
Joe Raymond.
Might be.
I don't know.
What is it?
Is it ringing any bells?
Could be.
Really?
Who is Joe Raymond?
Yeah. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Thanks to Carlton Dry, they're letting the game decide who wins prizes this state of origin.
Anyone, wherever you are in the country right now, it's Carlton Dry time.
Yeah.
Get on board, drain it, get another one. This is a good beer. Do
it
you
is.
Trust me when I say that? Guys,
I do trust you.
It's my special topic.
I know. I've gathered that.
I know a bit about it. I've had a couple over the years.
Yes.
And let me tell you, Carlton Dry is up there with the best of them. This is a cracking beer. They've got a cracking promotion on. What are the details?
Oh, it's pretty amazing. You go and buy a 24-pack of Carlton Dry. You go to
thegamedecide.com. You don't need to win anything. You're already a winner once you've got the...
You are. Just enter the code. You're in the draw to win.
What's the code?
Well, the code is on the box.
Yeah.
You don't.
What is it?
Well, it's the code to enter into the competition. Yeah, you don't know till you get it.
I'll just go down the bottle shop and have a
look. Let me get through this quickly. You're in the draw to win a Holden Colorado.
What's the code? Beer.
No, we don't know. They give you a number.
Oh, it's beer, is it?
They give you a number. Your own special number.
Mother's milk.
Oh, my God.
Amber ale.
Other prizes include free
of the
pizza,
gods. Is it
Ticketmaster vouchers.
Of the gods?
No,
you don't know
not.
What
you
it
don't
is.
Know it.
Well, you don't know it's not that. Do you?
Dave.
You buy the beer first, then you get the code, then
I'm
you
happy
go to
buy
the website.
I'm happy to buy the beer.
It's not that hard to understand.
We're all happy to buy the damn beer. Of course we are. Dave, how many minutes to go of this show?
What's the code? Seconds. Just tell me the code.
Well, don't we know? You go letthegamedecide.com. Once you've got the code, once you buy your 24-pack of Carlton Dry beer. There you go.
Okay, right. Oh, jeez.
All right.
There's still suggestions coming through for what you could, who you could play. We've got Glenn McNeil thinks you're playing Tony Santic, and that's in racing industry, colourful racing
right,
industry
I'd be
person.
A good tuna fisherman.
You would? Brad Meehan says you should play Diego Maradona.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That's a good one.
I'd have to lose some weight.
And Lockie Tonkin. Oh, I'm on with this one too, Lockie. Saddam Hussein is biopic.
Barjas has come up too, I should point out.
Oh, Cubs Farquhar.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Hey, big week next week. Catherine Tate, Limo, our Origin special and more.
What's the code?
Has
What's
been
the code?
Kennedy.
Code.
Shut up about the code.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is over for another day, it's time to head out and buy a specially marked 24-pack of Carlton Dry. You could win a share in up to $17 million in prizes. T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com.